a master and a loving father. Somebody reach the board. Over the years in teaching what we call fundamental theology. Hey, chalk here. Seriously. There are two ways we can look at God. I could but should look at God. Understood, of course, generically, at both genders. Am I clear? Now, there are two relationships that we have to God. One relationship of God as the one from whom we came. Now, this is God is a source. Our existence. Man is a creature of God. From who? From God. Man came. With our responsibility to God. And so is our being. Man owes God what? Obedience. Except for God, none of us would exist. As Christians, we also believe that not only the source of our being is also the goal of our being. God made us. Not only to exist, but to reach the God from whom we came. And this relationship we should have with God as what? Not merely obeying Him, but loving Him. And this is, I might say in one sentence, the foundation of authentic Catholic Christianity. I only believe, we should believe, we came from God, therefore in obedience. It's our Master, our Lord. But we are made for God, not as though we are to somehow improve God or give Him something which He needs. Made for God. Our destiny lies, our destiny is to reach the God from whom we came. I repeat, in the heart of authentic Christianity. One reason, I think I told you, in College of Georgia, Chicago, spoke to his fellow bishops last fall, and he told them what courage it took to tell them that. The United States is at roots a Protestant nation. You better wake up. Because how did God prove to us, show to us, how much He loves us? He became man, died on the cross out of love for us. We might not just obey Him because otherwise we would not be fulfilling our duty as creatures. Made for God. To reach Him was our destiny. Came from God, made for God. So, the correct way to think of God, pray to God, is both seeing God as our creator, our source, and as our destiny. Not to obey his commandments, but to love him. That's the main reason God became man. To show us how deeply he loves us. Many people I know and have met have surprised me with the extent of preparations. No food shortage or food storage can live on us. In case the year 2000 computer problem affects large parts of society, such as power generation, food and water distribution. Well, I must say, I don't believe it. My object, Father, by the year 2000, be too late. I do recommend to prepare. Go underground. Nothing, very much. I would say, don't go underground. What do you do? Pray, and above all, be faithful to God within your life. No question about we're living in the most difficult century I would see of human history. Our achy question. Or is this thinking, feminist thinking, maybe the language of the Catholic liturgy? I would say, I do say, it deeply affects the language, the church, liturgical vocabulary. Clearly brought out in the claim, and the feminists say this in print. The Bible is essentially anti-feminist. So they teach and write and preach, but must ever be thoroughly revised. And they mean it. Either diocese or feminism has made profound changes. In fact, so they claim, must the biblical language be changed? Christianity itself must be revised to move every tone of male domination. Hope that I have is you don't think I'm just talking to you at large. My 32nd year working with OEC, well, I know how deeply feminism has penetrated Catholic circles. And of course, bottom line is our faith in God. God who is master. Every human being. And that is also why vocabulary of Christianity, authentic Catholic Christianity, can be into question that God himself is master of the universe. And that God has created human beings among whom some are in charge, others, shall I use the language, under authority. See, that is anti-feminist. Am I clear? and knows where your feminism will end. This I can tell you. I may have said this on some occasion before. My father's great hope is, surprise, we have told you this before, great hope is for the continent of Africa. Less than 500,000 Roman Catholics in 1900. I told you. By 1980, already then, over 80 million Catholics who count in the world in Christian history suffer more deeply, more martyrs in Africa. I told you this before. 1900, the whole world put together for 1900 years. Where the other day, whole Catholic town was wiped out. Guess by whom? Radical Muslims. In other words, be Catholic today, said before, I want to emphasize it now. Catholic today, know your faith and live it. I mean this. I live a martyr's life. I mean that. Does the church approve of artificial insemination? No. That's spelled capital N, capital O, followed by 3 exclamation marks. I finished a young widow with 2 children, asking my advice about seeking to use her late husband's brother's sperm. Where do I start? Bottom line is, of course, marriage. In other words, not in begetting children. Feminists, and some of them, they want offspring. Yes. And I told you about a place in Detroit. Whole floor, another wrong floor. Artificial insemination. In any country that is a Catholic country, no, in the sense of the whole country, professedly, avowedly, and in practice, Catholic. May I share this with you? For the sorrows of our Holy Father, what's happened in his own beloved country, of Poland. Poland was dominated by the Marxists for years. Left a deep, very deep impact on that nation. Masons, secret societies, one hears about, ready to do with Marxism. We now talk for hours. The answer is yes. I think I made mentions to you in the Second Vatican Council when my job with the Holy See was with the bishop. Master Mason, I tell you about this. A shelf of books. After 1 year's research, I went in contact with all the leading Freemasons in the whole world. We met at the Pittsburgh airport, 5 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. All the chief Freemasons over the world, the bishop and myself, 2 Catholics among them. And I tell you this, Freemasonry is profoundly effective. Penetrated not just society, but service of the church. Father, thou needest for me to understand the way that the angels, who are pure creatures, have split into two different directions. Those pro God, those against God. Well, it's not easy for anyone to, quote, understand how the angels, remember, they were all created originally as good spirits. The angels are not originally placed in heaven. Am I clear? Angel likes the human race. On probation. They were told to obey God, submit to His will. You know, some angels refused to obey God. And unlike the human race, for the angels, there was no chance of repentance. Having disobeyed God, brought hell into existence. That's a basic theological statement. If you disobey God, created hell. We as I've told people, hell on earth is experienced by those who refuse to obey God. Please explain this to me. What we're dealing with here is, I think I've said this more than once, a profound mystery. I've told you there are only two final mysteries of our faith. Remember? Trinity and God, liberty and man. We know liberty among rational creatures. Can I explain? Why? How? A rational person, this case the angels, would choose to do their own will, not to do the will of God. But they did so. Now human beings are doing too. But it's a mystery. A mystery is hard to be believed. Is a vast and deep subject. So the fact is, we believe God has given us a free will with which we either submit to God or refuse obedience. If we refuse obedience, we pay the price. We tell you, obedience to God as human beings is not easy. A safe statement. Living in an age and nation where there's such widespread disobedience to God's will. That's the question. Is Disney a little or very dangerous? I believe Disney is very dangerous. Question. Can we stop our children from viewing Disney movies? Clearly, I don't watch television. But I know a lot about viewing on the media. I would say yes. But even as I say that, my Lord, not just Disney. I think I've said this before. I think I mentioned him, Marshall McLuhan. Remember Marshall McLuhan? the Canadian philosopher of the media, convert to the Catholic faith. The priest involved me in the Catholic Church was my confessor. I was teaching at the University of Ottawa in Canada. I told you. And I just received from Archibald McClure. At the end of the letter, in fact, postscript, McClure wrote to the priest, "The modern media are engaged in a Luciferian conspiracy against the truth. The modern media are engaged in a Luciferian conspiracy against the truth. Can't be heard." That is literally the truth. When I say that, I say to myself, "Harden, what are you telling the people? What can they watch? What should they watch? In God's name, pray with you, become very selective. What you watch yourself, or listen on the video, or have your children watch or see." In other words, the revolution in the modern world, many revolution created by the media. Question, is it morally permissible to get a heart transplant? Well, the question is, morally permissible to have a heart transplant? Somebody else's heart. Somebody might answer. No. Over the years, I think I've said this in my doctoral studies in biochemistry. A lot about the human body. I now believe that on the basis of those who made a lifetime study, that a vital organ like the heart, it can be transplanted from a dead person. Am I clear? In other words, the person must be deprived of his heart or heart to enable a translator to work. And you may not transplant an organ which is vital to the existence of the person. Am I clear? Next question. What about a lung transplant? Oh, that's easier. How many lungs do most people have? Yes. Provided now the one lung which a person has. Am I clear? Says clearly in the Bible that the woman who had seven husbands would not be married to any of them in heaven. Are any aspects of marriage eternal? Oh, thanks for the question. Yes. What is the main principle essential aspect of marriage? Would be eternal. Love. Or as I told people, I haven't had too many weddings myself. 51 years as a priest. I've had 50 marriages. Some priests have had more marriages in 1 year than I've had in my whole lifetime. But as a marriage is not made of two bodies. As a marriage is a deep love between husband and wife. It will be eternal, everlasting. Remember what Christ tells us. No procreation in heaven. This, by the way, I may have told you this too, contrary to the Muslim faith. Muslims believe in heaven there will be carnal intercourse. for Muslims. I don't understand. I don't understand the scripture passage about God's promise to Hagar and a blessing for offspring to Ishmael. Why did God appear to bless these descendants, the Muslims, through sheer numbers and conversions? It appeared to oppose to Christianity the sins of Abraham. That's the question. Islam over the years. Islam, as you know, has multiplied phenomenally. You know how? By force. One country of Africa, you become a Muslim or wiped out. Or put in slavery. Am I clear? Conversions. Lord, help us. First to Islam. Now, what we consider conversions. No force. No coercion. No threat of death. All are the law. All these vast numbers of apparently devout Muslims bring the sanctification of the world. Expect a mass conversion to Christianity. I will now lecture for hours. You know about Muslims converting. Repeat it. From Muhammad on, founder of Islam. And Muhammad, you either become a Muslim or you're wiped out. Remember the name of the scriptures of Islam?
Quran.
As clearly as language can be, Quran says, those who are not Muslims, either be told, must become Muslims, or the option, be put to death. Islam not only condones, tells the Muslims, for people of Islam, otherwise, they'd be killed. Question 19. What are the basic issues at stake in feminism? Basic issue is nothing less than a questioning denial of God's supremacy over the human race. Now, the feminism at root is militant atheism. What a statement. Throughout divine revelation, more than sacred scripture, a sacred tradition, has consistently identified masculine and gender. At heart, feminist movement is consistent with Marxism. If there's anything fundamental to Marxism, denial of God. God is the creator of the universe. God is the one by whom and for whom the human race is made. Marxism denies he is the supreme being with the universe, on whom everything constantly depends. Again, you can talk for hours on militant atheism at the root of Marxism. I'm sure you know this. Over the years, in studying Marxism, I have two courses, by the way, two graduate courses in Marxism. The root of Marxism is the absolute, unqualified denial of the existence of a God. How important is it for Catholics to hear what inclusivism is about? And inclusivism, the language which the feminists have coined. My answer is most important. Our Catholic faith is about expression, not a matter of variety or change. I'm going to call it Rossier here. Liturgy is not only concerned with the conscious mind. It can be immediately understood. Liturgy addresses the human being of its depth. That's why, with the introduction, vernacular and liturgy, and the consequent changing, kind of rechanging of the words of liturgy, Catholic faith, to be preserved, must be independent of the language that we see in English use. I, Pope Paul VI, issued this very important document. The meaning, the real meaning, any words, very vernacular in the liturgy, real meaning is never that of the vernacular. Am I clear? It is always that of the original Latin. Not coincidentally, what you're demanding of faith in Christ, real presence, Holy Eucharist, on the goals of feminism. In the facts from three Catholic women, quoting a priest in the parish, quoting him verbatim. The real presence is not, he said to the people in his homily, the presence is not Jesus Christ. The presence, he told the people, means either, first of all, Christ's presence in every human being. Better, God's presence in every human being. Sadly, real presence means God being active. And thirdly, God as man. Said to be present in the Eucharist. I said this priest, the audience, his congregation. Least important. Anyone, he says, who believes the real presence means Jesus Christ really present in the Blessed Sacrament, I'm quoting the priest, is a heretic. Unquote. When I did by the parish, that was spoken, Archdiocese of Detroit. Is there such a thing as development of doctrine? Yes. Catholic faith remains absolutely unchanged and unchangeable. Since God completed his divine revelation in the first century of the Christian era. However, the church's understanding of God's revealed truth does grow. Objectively, what God has revealed remains constant. We can grow in our grasp, understanding what God has revealed. Unlike feminism, and the doctrine remains faithful to God's revealed truth, beginning of the New Testament to the end of time. Feminism totally undermines Christianity. Oh yes, feminism affected Catholic worship in our day. I answer, feminists have deeply injured Catholic Church in many countries. As you know, those which the English language is used in liturgy. Therefore, imperative, I say, we understand how the feminist ideology will become it by study and prayer. Study and prayer. Otherwise, like so many Catholics, you'll be seduced. I talk for longer than I have so far. Thank you. answers these questions. Hoffman, cope with the feminist. That's the right verb. How do you cope with the feminist? First recommendation. Do not allow the feminist to dominate the conversation. What is I warn you, be affected by feminism. Secondly, understand feminism. Feminism is very clever. I can see very deep. Again, recognize a feminist when you hear or read one. The feminists, quotation marks, feminists that are real feminists. For example, I quoted Sandra Member Schneider's, a real feminist. Very clever, very shrewd. Either feminism beyond age recognition. While she was on this earth, Catherine of Siena was now dominated by many men. Beethoven was radical, but she was not a feminist. One lesson can be learned from her life. First of all, what depends on which biography of Catherine of Siena you read? Because I can tell you this, feminists are very smart. Why do we think they are? A quote you use from a like St. Catherine of Siena prove their claims. Catherine of Siena was a very humble and obedient person. Not even by many men. Well, we should be dominated by a man because he's a man. We were dominated. I have to say this feminist term. Siena was very careful whom she obeyed, whom she listened to. A divine inspiration, as you know, we told whom that mistaken in his behavior. Remember. Yes. Yeah, this is where feminists, I repeat, are very shrewd. In other words, where is the vicar of Christ infallible? Only when he teaches the whole world what is binding in faith and morals. A lesson can be learned from her life. First of all, Catherine of Siena was not a very educated woman, but she was educated by God. Now be sure your knowledge of your faith comes from God. There are so many people be misled. Those are very quote educated. What was Pope Leo XIII's vision regard to Satan? Well, commonly held, Pope Leo XIII had a revelation, private revelation, about Satan penetrating the Catholic Church to a degree and a manner never before known in human history. Question, why is there no longer the tradition of the parish to St. Michael the Archangel? For the Holy Father after Mass. Non-binding, but highly recommend it. My young women friends are feminists. They only have the opportunity to share one thing, to expose the lie of feminism. What is the one thing to share? God created men and women. Men to be men, women to be men. And God wants every family to have somebody in charge. I see this. Till I see it, it should be the Father. Thanks for being here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And we will grace those who visit our family and women. And bless you with thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us in
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.